皆さんこんにちは、さぎりです。どうも、はい。Continuing on about the episode last time, I spoke about my 恋愛事情. So why, basically the types of guys that I've dated until now, and how bad my tastes were. So continuing on with that, I will be talking about like, you know, my favorite types, what? the types of guys that I find attractive. So, okay. So until now, before I've dated before I dated a trash can, I'm gonna go to hell for this. I know it. But, my types were like very, like, komakai. I had like very small points. Like, I was like, I want him to be cute. I want him to be taller than me. Okay, I never said that. I never said I wanted him to be taller. I always said, like, I always wanted him to be attractive. I want him to have muscles. I want him to, you know, have more of like a shioke face. I don't know how to explain shioke in English. So, if he played football or soccer, if I were to say in American, he had nice hairstyles, or he knew how he was funny, and like things like that. Like I felt like that were like my 조건. How do you say 조건 in English again? Wait, my 조건. My 다메다 出てこない. But yeah, like my 다메다 出てこない. My standards. No, my requirements. Yeah, there you go. Yes. Those were my requirements that I wanted for like a guy until now, until I dated a trash can. But now I think those all has changed ever since I got into a really bad relationship. I just thought, like, I've said this in my 質問 코너 on YouTube, but I said on it saying, 礼儀が正しい人. I have three points, yeah? 礼儀が正しい人、ありがとうちゃんと言える人、ごめんなさいちゃんと言える人、were my types. Like, as long as those three, that person has all three of them, I would say okay. And, like, okay, wait, and I have to say that in English. So, 礼儀が正しい人、someone who has manners,ありがとうちゃんと言える人 someone who knows how to say thank you or knows how to appreciate something and ごめんなさいちゃんと言える人 someone who knows how to say sorry and those three were the requirements that I wanted now if I were to see someone and reason being is because out of all the people that I've been with until now in terms of like okay nearly relationship or being or actually have datedand things like that. None of them had manners, I would say. None of them had manners as a person. Like, no one knew how to treat someone. Like, people, like, a lot of them looked down on me, as I said, in, like, two podcasts before this. Like, people, they all judged, and, like, I felt like that was just what they were like to me. That's why I felt like,you know, I don't want to do that, you know, like, I felt like I don't want, no matter whether you're muscular, or whether you were attractive, or whether you were funny, or whether you got along with me, I just didn't care anymore, because they didn't have the manners, and I didn't feel the respect towards me, because of how they treated me and things, and that's why I felt, if I were to look for a man that I were to date in the future, I want to make sure this person has manners, and I judge that off,very small things. Like, for example, if I were to be in a group chat with this person, like this, maybe university group chat, maybe, I don't know, I can't give good examples, but if I were to be in this group chat with this person, I would pay attention to whether he says thank you to a person who's like, you know, working hard, or I would pay attention to whether he says sorry or he's very quick with his manners, and I can tell through very small texts. AndIf I were to see that in a group chat, for example,
maybe like that I would find attractive. I'd be like, oh my god, he has manners. Oh, he knows how to say thank you. Like that's something for me, for sure. Or maybe if I were to see him somewhere, maybe at school or something, and he's just like kindly opens a door for someone, as in terms of manners, or like he's like having a conversation with someone and he'd listen to the person first and go like, and if someone's trying to talk to him, he'd be like, wait, I'm talking to this person first, hold on, out of the respect of listening to someone, like that would show respect towards you. And I felt like that's something. Like, the reason why I keep saying respect is because, you know, everything kind of just goes with that. So for example, if you had respect, enough respect for the other person in question, you wouldn't cheat on them. You wouldn't lie to them, or you wouldn't try to make them feel bad for their actions. And I felt like that was just part of the manners. That's why I care about manners a lot. People who know how to say thank you and sorry. Okay, that's something really big, because not a lot of people can say thank you and sorry. Like, I feel like I only liked, ever since I entered university, I'm not talking about high school, because I believe I had good taste in high school, but when I entered university, a lot of the guys I liked were Japanese, and I'm not saying anything towards Japanese people. Definitely not, but I feel like those people in particular did not have manners at all, and they were very disrespectful towards me and things, and none of them knew how to say thank you, and none of them knew how to say sorry when they're at fault. And I believe just one sorry really means a lot. Like, you're just like, oh no, it's okay, like, you don't have to say that, it's fine. Like, it's just like the action of just saying sorry or thank you is very big for me, but I feel like not a lot of people can do that. And I don't know if it's because they're embarrassed of showing how they really feel, or they feel like, oh, because we're, you know, because we're men, like, we don't say sorry and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But I felt like if that's the way they think, I can't, you know? Like, if I were to date this person and have a long-term relationship with this person, like, I feel like if you don't know how to say thank you or sorry, I feel like that's gonna really affect the relationship in the future. Like, the more you try to talk about something, or if you try to tell that person, hey, like, I feel like this you do is a little uncomfortable, and I'd, you know, appreciate it if you stop. Like, I know you're not doing it because you want to make me feel bad, but I just feel like that does this to me. And if that person just goes like, you know, if that person doesn't know how to say sorry or thank you, they'd just be like, oh, you have a problem with that? Or like, they'd be like, so like, that's just how I do it. Like, that's how they would say it. But if they had manners and they knew how to say thank you and sorry, they'd listen to you and they'd be like, mm-hmm, okay. Okay, so that's how that made you feel. Okay, I'm sorry I made you feel like that, and I'll try my best not do that again. Thank you for telling me. Like, that is like attractive as fuck to me. Like, that is so attractive. Like, that not a lot of men can do. I feel. And especially the ones that I've liked until now couldn't do that. So I don't know if they can do it. They still can't do it. I don't know. But I feel like that, those sort of actions that a guy can do, a man can do, is very, very attractive. That's why I feel like those people who have manners, those who know how to say thank you and sorry, are the very attractive ones, in my opinion. So yeah, those are the types of guys that I like. I know whenever I tell this to my best friend, wait, I gotta drink tea. I've been talking for a long time. But when I was drinking with one of my really, really close friends, my best friend, he was just like, joken hikuku nai? As a joke. I think he said it as a joke when I told him, like, you know, arigato chanto ieru hito, reigi tadashii hito, gomen nasai chanto ieru hito. When I told him that, he was just like, echo hikuku nai? And when he told me that, I was just like, hikui to omou desho? And he just froze. He was just like, oh. I'm, oh. So Yeah, it says a lot about my past. My standards change according to that. And I feel like my requirements for guys have gotten way more higher, actually, because, like, not a lot of guys can say thank you and sorry and have, like, good manners and things. And I feel like just that's just really hard to look for and find in men nowadays. I don't know. Especially the young ones, I think. I don't know. That's why, like, I tend to look for people who know how to respect people, who know how to, you know, adjust to them and are honest and things out of respect for their partner. So, yeah, I feel like those sort of men are my type. So if I had to choose, like, because, like, that's all I really pay attention to right now, like, that's it. But if I had to, you know, name certain characteristics in, like, in terms of, like, you know, visual, I do tend to like people who have a muscular figure. I do tend to do that, but I don't think that's really all that matters. Like, there's way more. If I were to name something, but that's it, that's, like, that's not, like, the number one priority. If that person has muscles and has no manners, then I would not like that person. So, like, I feel like it's more like an omake, right? Like, just a plus one, you know? Like it's like a happy set toy that comes along with it. It's just nice. But that's it, really. What else is there? I want him to have a nice smile. Like, a nice smile, a nice laugh is very attractive to me too. Like, if that person has a very nice, you know, smile and laugh, that would make me laugh too, and I'd feel happy to stay with that person. To just see that person smile is nice. What else? If that person is very funny, and if I get along with that person, like, that's something that's very attractive. What else do I find attractive? I don't know. I can't think of anything. If maybe, I don't know, nice smile is actually a very good one. Can't think of anything else above that. I don't care about height at all. And that's mainly because when I was in high school, I liked someone who was short. I hope he never listens to this or else he's gonna get mad at me. He was short, and he ended up, you know, growing to my height by the time we graduated. But because he was short, I just never really cared about height since then. So height is not a factor for me. I don't really mind if you're, because I'm kind of tall. I'm 168, so I am kind of tall compared to a lot of people, a lot of girls out there. So I felt like I can't really say height, because if I, the second I say a height, that just, like, that there's no one out there anymore. So, but I don't know, I never really cared about height. That's it. What else do I not care about that other girls do? I don't care about the tan and everything. No, I don't really care about that. I do tend to like people who play soccer, who play football. I do tend to, but that's not really all that matters, actually. I actually, no, I haven't liked anyone who, oh wait, no, never mind. No. What else do I find attractive in a guy? I like it when they cook. I find that attractive. I find it attractive when guys cook. I like it when they're manly. Oh yeah. If they're too feminine, I can't. I can't. No. If someone is too feminine and has too many feminine like actions, I don't know. That's a turn off for me. So I like it when they're very manly, unless I end up doing their makeup somehow. That's cute. But yeah, that's it. I can't think of anything else. But yeah, thank you guys. I don't know what else I'm gonna talk about, but that's it for the 恋愛 事情. Thank you. ご清聴ありがとうございます. Bye bye.